This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. I don't hear the opening anymore. I blame Joey for that. But thank you, Morgan. We appreciate the intro. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is one of the employee owners at Tab. So we're looking for more employee owners. We've been hiring like crazy. So if you're an IT person, if you're one of the 40% of people who have said they're going to change jobs, not the one of the 70% of you who say, oops, I shouldn't have changed jobs, but the 40% of you who do want to change jobs, we're looking for you if you're a geek. And you can become an employee owner with us and not just work for the man, because you're the man.
That's right.
Not you. You are. We are. But right. You are the man.
You are the owner.
So join us. We'd love to have you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. This is Computer Talk with Tab, as the guy didn't say on the opening there for us. But two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Real quick information on Backtap. I was curious as to what the heck it was. So basically, it's a feature that Apple has made for folks who have issues with their dexterity, let's say, using their phone. And you literally tap the back of your phone and have it do things. You can configure it to do certain things on the phone when you tap the back of it. And that's kind of a neat thing. So it's been getting some really bad press because people are like, oh, it's some sort of, you know, malicious software driving people bonkers. It's hidden. So when the gentleman, Steve, has said, hey, you know, how do I turn it off? It is a lot of...
There are a lot of taps to get to the setting for it, yes.
Yeah. So it's not designed to cause you too much trouble, but it is designed to help folks who have issues with dexterity using their phone, with you being able to tap the back of it if you can configure it to do things. So that's kind of neat. Apple's looking out for folks. Accessibility and technology is getting much, much better. When we first started Computer Talk, I mean, there's nothing for folks who really needed help using their system, so... We're making some huge strides. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Stan in New Britain first. What's happening, Stan?
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. I have a question about a cell phone, and my question is, my phone service just recently got shut off due to my procrastination because they're moving over to 5G. And they say they're telling me my phone no longer will be able to be used because 3G is being cut off. Mm-hmm. Now my phone, I know is about 6 years. It's about 6 years old. I mean, it's like brand new. I never really search on it. The only thing I use it for is a phone.
Right.
So with that said, is there any way that I could possibly make it compatible to use with a 5G? Like put a chip in or something?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, it has its logic, and it has a radio transmitter that is built to send and receive signals in a particular way.
On the third generation.
Yeah,
system.
that's baked in to the hardware. Yeah.
You know, there are certain individuals that I know that still have the old style flip phones, and they're still using them. So, you know, I figured my phone's a smartphone, so it should be able to kind of learn its way to,
nope.
you know, to 5G.
No, it no. won't.
It won't. So basically the towers are going to be turned off from broadcasting and receiving those signals. When is all a matter of just who knows when.
And there are, or were, I don't know if there are anymore, but there were 4G flip mm-hmm. phones at one time.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yes, there are people that have flip phones and will continue to be able to use them. Yeah.
Mm, yep.
Maybe. Not many, but there are some.
Yeah. So just embrace the fact that planned obsolescence is part of our world.
Right. And well, you know, and when I go to Amazon and I look up my phone, I mean, they're still selling them. So,
oh, sure.
So those phones are basically non-usable, or have they
been? Well, they're not going to be usable in the United States.
As a cell phone. You can still use it. You can use it as a cam. You could use it as a tablet. You could use it within Wi-Fi networks. You could use it for all sorts of things. You know, we had friends over last night, and he's using his old cell phone as a security camera. You can
do that. Yeah, I mean, people have iPod Touches.
Right.
It's basically an iPhone without any cellular capability, and people use them.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be in music. You can use it for all sorts of stuff, but not for making phone calls. who makes phone calls, anyways?
Can I still use it as a radio?
As a radio,
it may have the FM radio. Yes, and if so, that will still work.
But it has to have the app already downloaded.
It has to have the upgrade.
You need to have an app that will access that hardware. But is that?
That's rare. That you have a radio,
an FM radio
inside.
It's actually in a lot of smartphones.
Yeah, but it's not turned on a lot of times.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you need an app that will enable it. Mm-hmm. You also typically need to put a headset on that you plug into the physical audio port, because mm-hmm. that. Cable, your headphone cable, is the antenna for the FM signal.
Oh, okay. But to have that app activated, you do have to go online. So since I can't do it, then that feature will not work.
Well, you can go online to get it through Wi-Fi.
Oh, I see.
That way, that it's just a matter of then. Is it a data FM signal or is it a broadcast FM
well,
signal?
Well, the a lot of smartphones have an FM receiver in them,
right.
And it's just picking up the FM signal over the air.
Yeah. So that's what you got, Stan. You can still use it for that.
All right. Excellent. Very good. Well, you guys helped me out a great deal with that, and thank you very much for your time.
Anytime. All right. So 3G, when will it leave us? Who knows? Let's move on to John in Farmington next. What's happening, John?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Eric and
morning.
Dennis. Walking around the neighborhood a while ago, I heard a fellow named Steve talking about his frustration trying to connect in two different motels.
Yes.
And I don't know if this would help him, but I have a state-of-the-art, less than a year old laptop, Dell, mm-hmm. that works beautifully in all respects, but I'm sitting in an area where I like to sit and use it, is as far away and on a different floor from where the router is, the modem and the router.
Yeah.
And the signal I get, it kind of goes in and out. When it goes out, I have found that I can just click on the little symbol at the bottom of the screen for Wi-Fi. I don't actually click on it. I just tap it on this machine,
mm-hmm.
to bring up the option to disconnect, and then the box comes up to check to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, it brings it immediately right back.
Mm-hmm.
And one of two things I think is happening to me, either my signal from the router down to where I'm using the machine,
yep.
and the den on the first floor gets a little bit weak.
Yep.
Or I have a neighbor who may be my misfortune, who has a router that uses a radio signal on the same frequency.
Yeah, you can figure that out, John.
That can happen.
And but that may not be his problem, but he
could bang into you
because somebody else is on the Wi-Fi in that hotel.
If No, that's not his issue in the hotel.
I wouldn't think so, unless there are like rogue access points going in those buildings. And I wouldn't assume that that would be the case.
If you want to figure out what you have for a radio signal, download the Ubiquiti Wi-Fi Man app. And it's a great utility that'll actually sniff out all the wireless access points that are in the within range of it and tell you the channels that they're on. So that if you do find your neighbor's on channel 11 and you're on channel 11, that's a lot of noise on that frequency, you can say, well, I'll go to my router and tell it to broadcast on a different channel. I can't think off the top of my head how many channels there are, but I want to say there's like 30 channels.
Interesting.
On G, there's 30, and on N, there's a lot more.
A lot more, yeah. So you can pick a lot more and get your signal out of the range of your neighbors, and now you're going to have a cleaner, more powerful signal to you.
I find that, of course, when I use it, I have a backup machine, a laptop, that is hardwire plugged in all the time.
That just works.
And that gets very solid.
Yes.
Very dependable internet connection.
Yep.
And, any laptop used within reasonable proximity on the same floor to that router also gets a good connection. It's just that I like to be lazy and use it down here in the den, which is as far away in the house as it can be from the router.
Yep.
And so I just go through that little exercise. Yeah, maybe that won't help Steve, but I wasn't sure.
That's okay. We appreciate the call either way.
Oh, yeah. We like it when the callers try to help each other out. It's great.
Great program. You've helped me a lot through the years. Good to talk to you guys.
All right. Thanks, John.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's hard to know where all the issues are. You know, just have whatever problem you had may not relate to the issues of the callers, but we're happy to have you say hello and maybe help out. Who knows? This is John. Maybe that wasn't John. This is John in Granby. You should see how Tom spelled Granby, John. I won't tell you. What's going on, John?
It may be the way my kids used to say it. Grammy.
Close.
So I have a question for you guys. I graduated college in 93, and I haven't purchased a laptop since. Whenever I need to use a computer, I either borrow my son's or my daughter's or my wife's.
Wow.
But that's becoming kind of annoying. And so,
well, for them, right, John? Not for you.
Not so much for them either, but it's just it takes me a while to figure out what's going on in each of their computers before I could actually use it. Mm-hmm. So I'm deciding that I need a laptop, and I have a primary and two secondary uses intended for this machine.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would be doing with it primarily would be mostly scanning a lot of my old family photos and putting them into either printing them and putting them into archival books or just saving them that way.
Neat.
And then my two secondary uses would be to edit videos and to which I would use a program for. And also I fish a lot. I have a fish finder. I would like to export some data for my micro SD card on that. And then I could plot my courses from inside the house in the winter instead of inside the cold garage on the fish finder.
Mm.
So not really the primary use of it, but would be nice to have.
Yeah.
My price point I'd be looking at is probably, if I could do it, it'd probably be around $500. I know that's kind of on the lower end for the type of technology I may want.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, you know, I read some things about types of storage, and for photos, maybe SSD storage, I think is the right terminology, would be better than another type.
Mm.
And I had no understanding of how much GB or KB I should get either.
Yeah. So solid state storage doesn't care about photos or not. It's going to give you performance on the operating system on boot up and application performance. So if you can find a $500 computer that's going to include a solid state drive, that's great. But you may not find a lot of storage. It might only have a 256 gig hard drive in there for that price point. And so you're going to have all this great data coming from your archives that you're scanning, and you're going to have to buy an external hard drive to store it.
He's also going to do some video editing, and that's even more storage than photos.
Right. And then, of course, you need some ability to process that video and render the video, and that happens within the GPU and the CPU. So getting a better video card, some of those video cards themselves are going to be in the $200 range to $500 range, depending on how much you want to spend for processing.
Okay.
So your budget's a little low.
Yeah, and laptops that have dedicated GPUs are getting harder to find, and they're getting more expensive.
They're called workstations. And so now you're looking at a $3,000 ZBook from HP or something like that. Great product. Yeah, so I think you're going to have a hard time finding that perfect combination, but you're looking for storage. You're looking for at least an i5 or an i7 CPU. You're looking for 16 gigs of RAM. Those are your minimums. You're looking for a current generation processor. Don't get suckered into a $300 computer because it's a second generation i5, i7. That's another snag that happens to people. They don't realize, oh, I found this great thing at such and such box store. Well, the processor is 18 years old. So be careful with that. And, they're not all created equally. So your budget's too low. However, the fish will be happy because you're not going to find them.
No, I think that won't take up much space at all, that part.
It's amazing. The fish have no chance these days. So I think you're good with if you don't want to do too much processing, but I think what you're trying to do is going to require some storage and some GPU and CPU. So you're going to need more of $1,000. If you go, you can build a machine, a computer that's not a laptop, for maybe $1,100 or $1,200. That you could do. I bet you your family would take up a collection for you because you're using their machines all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've been doing piecemeal stuff with their machines.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to archive everything together.
Right.
That way, it was available for all our, relatives and siblings and things. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. All right. Any particular brand I should be looking at more than any others?
We like HP for laptops. If you're going to continue the laptop route, otherwise, if it's just a regular PC, again, you can stick with HPs as well to start. If you're going to get a brand from a box store, just go look at Staples. Go to some of the companies that are more geared toward production or business grade, so that you're not getting something too low end.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right,
cool.
John.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. So sometimes that price point is tough. You got to get enough equipment. Just because it's a $500 computer does not equate it to a $1,000 computer that's half off.
Yeah. And if he's going to be doing video editing, he needs a dedicated GPU.
Unless you want to sit there and wait forever for that thing to render. Because rendering even regular slideshows take forever.
The integrated Intel video chips now are much better than they used to be, but it's not going to do all that stuff very well.
No. So, Tom, are we taking a break right now? Yes? Okay, step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. Sounds like our show. Feel free to ask questions. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Our show is also on the Odyssey app. If you want to get a podcast of it, feel free to go ahead and check that out and subscribe to the Computer Talk with Tab podcast. And you too can get the answers to all your IT questions, we hope, or at least some of them occasionally. We'll do our best. Let's go to Carol in West Hartford. What's up, Carol?
Because I'm having a problem with my Yahoo email. For example, I just turned on my computer and just started to enter the name of a person to whom I want to send email. So I see their favorite email address. Underneath that, I see another way I had identified them that sends email to their email address. And it's an email address that I never heard of in my whole life, and it has all kinds of letters and characters.
Yeah.
It's like ghost. How do I get rid of this ghost stuff? And it's not just...
It's a cache.
Right now that it happened in the past. How do I get rid of it?
You may be able to right-click on the bad entry and remove it. Or there might even be a little X off to one end next to it. And you click the little X, it'll take it out.
Yeah. Right. Try the right-click and try that thing. All right, Carol? clear that. It's
part
of your.
They keep on reappearing. There's no way that I can get rid of them permanently.
Well, when you do that, that should do it. It should clear it out of your cache. It's part of the function of the mail system. It's trying to make it easy for you. So try those feet. Try to do what Dennis said. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Bye bye. We'll be right back. We are back. Yes, we are irresistible. Come on. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Three lines wide open. Everything we've talked about, and we were a little short because Tom is just way too confident in our abilities. We're a little short with our last caller. I think it was Carol with her email issue. He had some crazy thought that we could get it done in seconds. He's new. We're breaking him in. He'll understand our limitations. But her issue was with email, and we think the cache on how the addresses are put in the system. So we did find a nice article for you, right, Dennis?
Yes. Yeah. It goes over more than one scenario too. So it's good.
They can be annoying, right? The cache can build up and become annoying. You could have bad addresses that are in there, like she's having. And before you know it, you've got all this junk in there that, and your mail doesn't go where you think it's supposed to be going. So hopefully it helps you, Carol. It'll be there for you to better understand what we were trying to tell you in seconds. Let's go to Brian in Plainville. What's happened, Brian?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, listen, I know you've answered this question a million times, but I've always been driving and could never write it down.
All right.
I'm in the market for a PC. I currently have a Dell laptop. And I don't need a laptop, mm-hmm. but I believe Moses used this laptop, the same version.
Wow.
to transcribe the Ten Commandments.
Nice.
So it's old. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it could be a desktop because my laptop is hardwired into my modem.
All right.
And I'm looking. Here's what I do with my PC. Emails. I'll go on YouTube for videos to how do you fix this. How do you do that? Or I'll watch music videos from the Beatles or Rolling Stones or whatever.
Nice.
And once in a blue moon, I will have to write a letter via Word.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's basically what I use it for.
Okay.
So it's not very sophisticated, but I want to get a reliable machine,
mm-hmm.
in your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do I need to do? In your opinion.
All right. I mean, we had a caller trying to do a little bit more with a $500 computer, but we would
correct.
Tell you
just... I saw that. I heard that, and that's why I called.
Yeah. So in your case, again, we'd always want you to buy enough machine to give you another length of time, maybe not thousands of years, but maybe at least 6 or 7. So an i5 processor is our minimum comment here, 11th gen or better. Be careful finding older gen processors. They will be cheaper, but there's a reason. 16 gigs of RAM, and then a 500 gig solid state hard drive. Those are our minimums. All right, that's our current minimums for even business these days. For most business applications, that'll do great. So if you can find a machine in those three specs running Windows 10 or Windows 11, sometimes you're going to find that nowadays because that's the newest version. You'll be good. And HP or any of your favorite brands that have that kind of spec. Should be fine for you.
Okay. And what did you say for the SSD?
500 gigs. 500 gigs should be a good solid state. Yeah, it's a fair price point.
Yeah, and some of them are marked 512, but either way, it's 500 something. Yeah.
250 is a little small, although that's what I run on mine, 250, but in full disclosure.
That'd be great.
Sure.
I really appreciate this. I really do. You guys are the experts, so.
We'll try.
When I need a question answered, I go to the SMEs.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you very much. Really enjoy your show. I'll listen to you every week.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Hey, you have a great day. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
All right. So four lines wide open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. There's plenty of news that we did want to bring up for you guys. This one is ridiculous. This is Microsoft craziness. So... Microsoft, by accident, or on purpose, you never know with these ding-a-lings, but they had on their Windows 11 File Explorer. This is where you go and look at what's on your hard drive, right? What do I have for files? What do I have for documents and Excel spreadsheets? You're looking to get down and get some work done, right? I need to open my Excel spreadsheet. Where is it? I'll go to File Explorer. I'll find it. They popped ads. Ads on the File Explorer that was quote-unquote not intended to be published externally. Well, welcome to Microsoft, right? They don't
intend. They were going to publish them internally within their own company?
Insane. So we might be seeing Microsoft, a company who is, you know, I don't know, I think it's multi-trillion dollar company, who is getting us to rent Word for in perpetuity, now feels that along with doing our business, when we open up our File Explorer, we should see an ad for what? Whatever boot I looked at before, or a pizza shop? What are you doing, Microsoft? Come on, man.
And File Explorer is the most utilitarian app that you will ever run on a Windows computer.
Right.
And you're in there to get a file or open a file or copy some files. You just do it and you're out of it and you're back to something else. So why would they even want to view that as an advertising medium?
Right, or even having to do with advertising functions of Microsoft, like things you may have purchased. You know, why, really, you're that desperate? Hey, I see you're using Microsoft Windows 11. Did you know we had this? Get off my back, man. So we'll put the link up here for you. You can see this is a Verge article about it, but this is my computer, for crying out loud. I don't need Microsoft hammering me with ads. It's just awful. So, can you tell I get all fired up about it? Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to somebody somewhere. You're unavailable right now. Tom's putting your information in feverishly. Well, now we can't say feverishly anymore.
Really?
Frantically. Oh. Frantically. Feverishly is one of those things you just can't say these days. Here it comes. Bill's coming in. He's available. Let's grab Bill. What's happening, Bill?
Huh?
Hey, you there? Uh-oh. He was there a second ago. Bill going once? How could Bill not be there?
Hello.
There you are. Yeah, there. What's going on, Bill?
Okay, listen. For 3 or 4 weeks in a row, once a day, typically, my computer, which is a Lenovo laptop, it's about 4 years old, 3.5, 4 years, seems to be a good machine. It drops off the internet, and I can't get it back. So I go downstairs, and I disconnect. I'm running a router. Netgear 600 router, of course, that's 4 years old, too. And I have a telephone modem because I have the three services from Cox, the phone, the internet, and the cable. So by disconnecting those for 10, 15 seconds each time before yesterday, they would come back, mm-hmm. would reconnect.
Yep.
Once I had to even disconnect the damn cable, the hardline cable, into the modem. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, yesterday morning or the day before, it went down completely. No matter what I did, I couldn't get it back.
Yeah.
And then I left it alone for a day. When I went on last night or yesterday afternoon, and lo and behold, it worked again. I had reconnected everything.
Right.
My question is, what's the most likely problem? The telephone modem, the router, or it? Is there, there must be a receiver transmitter in my laptop, I presume.
So, Bill, come on. You got one. There's one other variable in that question.
Yes.
I want you to think carefully. You said, is it my modem? Is it my router? Is it my computer? Or is it, I know it's on the tip of your tongue.
Is it what?
Is it what? Exactly. Is it your computer, your modem, your router, or the last thing that you didn't seem to not think of? Is the reason your service is not working. The internet provider, Cox, or Comcast, who do you use?
It's Cox.
Yeah. You didn't even include them in the possible problem. They would be the first people you call.
I see.
When your service is dropping, right? Because your cable service is
dropping constant. It's not the cable. Well, it's just the internet goes down.
Yeah.
I lose the internet connection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
it
them.
It tells me the... It has to reset the adapter.
Yeah, well, let's...
It has to reset the wireless adapter when you tell it, you know, when you hit the Windows, see if Windows can fix it.
Right.
Well, that's because Windows doesn't know any better.
It doesn't connect.
Yeah, Windows doesn't know any better. You need to first call Cox and say, hey, guys, I'm experiencing a lot of dropping of my service. Is there a problem? Now, first, the first thing they're going to say back to you is no. Not them. It couldn't be them. but it probably is them. So you're going to start with that, asking them if they can troubleshoot your connection.
Can you turn your mic up a little bit?
My mic is powerful, man. This is the same service you got going on for Cox for your phone too, bud. So, I mean, that's not me. Why are you blaming everybody but the people you're paying the service for? Well,
I'm
you're thinking
a
50,000 watt radio station and I can't hear you?
I'm on a cell phone right now.
All right.
Consumer cellular.
All right, just giving you a hard time. So you want to call Cox and you want to say, hey, guys, I'm dropping. I'm having issues. Can you help troubleshoot? And they might help you and they might realize, oh, yeah, Bill, we see the signal is low and they need to fix something with your service. That's where you got to look first. All the things you're jumping through hoops, though, you could be seeing failing technologies. You are paying them for those technologies, right? Your modem and everything is from Cox.
Let me ask you this. What do you call – what is it in my laptop that receives and transmits signals to the internet?
It's the Wi-Fi network adapter.
Wi-Fi network adapter. That's the network adapter. That's what they say has to get fixed.
Okay.
Is that my computer?
It would be if they're blaming – so you did call Cox. Is that
Cox can tell me that?
No, who's telling you that's the problem? Is it like a friend?
Is that just a single board, or is it hard to replace?
It's hard to replace in a laptop, mm-hmm. But you can use a secondary wireless adapter if you had to. Can you run a hard wire? Can you run a wire from your modem to your computer to see if that'll work?
No.
So first, call them and say if they're having service issues.
Okay.
If they are, the device is not handing out an IP address. That's not your laptop's fault. That's the modem and router they give you's fault.
You know, the gal I talked to at Cox, she told me that even though I have a modem that's 4 years old in 2018 when I took the telephone service,
yeah.
It's a fat brown square modem, thick.
Yeah.
She says, you don't need to use a router with that. You have a router built in there. Did you ever hear of that 4 years ago?
Sounds like they're misconfigured. Yeah.
Well, they've been integrating their own routers into their modems for years. All the carriers have done that, but we don't normally recommend that you work that way.
Right.
Well, it's better to use it. I got my router connected with a yellow cord for the wireless.
Your router or their router?
My router.
You own it.
It.
You bought it. Okay, cool. So it could be your router causing the issue, too. It could be your device that when you reboot it, it's having issues with the IP addresses, Bill. But
they did agree. I told them the whole story. They did agree to send me a new old model
modem.
Telephone modem.
Okay. Well, did you put it in?
He swears has a router in it. I thought, boy, that would be nice if I didn't have to buy another router. I mean.
Right. So you can always try it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
I think I gave Bill more of a hard time than we helped him. But he didn't tell us he called Cox. So, yeah, you always look at the service first. I mean, that's probably where your problem lies.
Yeah.
You know, they drop. All right. I lost complete track of time here. Am I going to a break here? Yeah. Going to a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk. This is Computer Talk. We're going to get right to your calls. We're coming up against the clock. So let's see how many folks we can help and show Tom what we can do. We're going to go to Mike in Newington first. Hey, Mike, what's cooking?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I recently came across 8 undeveloped rolls of 35-millimeter film that are probably 30 to 40 years old.
They probably have like 3 good pictures, right?
Pardon?
Probably have 3 good pictures. Like when I took film out of our things, my wife were like, we got doubles of everything. 3 of them were good. So,
well, anyhow, I didn't get a chance to call last time you had a photographer on.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, do you have any idea where I could get those developed?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
But he did say there was a film developing place in Hartford. A camera store in Hartford. We might have even linked it in the past. Can't think of the name off the top of my head. Does it ring?
Yeah, I don't remember it either. But yeah, he was sitting there telling us about it.
You probably want to ask them that question versus Geeks.
Okay.
Sorry.
And I guess I could go online also and search.
Yeah, there is a store in Hartford that was Dennis is trying to find it for you.
It's called Camera Bar.
Camera Bar. Call the Camera Bar in Hartford. Ask them that question.
It's on Asylum Street.
All right.
Camera Bar.
And good luck. I hope you have more than 3 good pictures.
Thank you so much.
You're
have
welcome.
A great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, man. You know, good old days of film. Let's go on to Greg in Unionville next. What's cooking, Greg?
Hello, Eric. You're just the person who I wanted to talk to.
All right, you're at the right place.
Totally blind, and the guy helped me in. Did you ever hear of Jaws?
Jaws, is it like Dragon Naturally Speaking?
Jaws, I could type on it and it reads back to me a speech package, not anything to do with Dragon.
Right, okay. Yep, I see it.
But I get all confused. Is there anything like in Braille or anything, or could you tell me the thing, taskbar or thing that I could push
to help you with having the screen read to you?
To push it so I could get it, give it to so I could shut down dot dot dot.
Shut down dot dot dot.
The controls to shut down dot dot dot.
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, Greg.
Yeah.
But you may want to check with Chris Radio. Have you heard of Chris Radio?
Yeah.
They may have more information on the tools that might help you better than I do. Unfortunately, I don't have anything on top of my head. But they might know more about what you're asking. And Chris Radio is a radio for the blind. And I suspect they're going to have a lot more technology than I will be able to help you with, Greg. I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, guys. I want to thank everyone for calling on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Tom for producing. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com and our Facebook page and all that. Of course, Tab is hiring. We're 100% employee-owned. We're looking for geeks, so please feel free to, if you're looking to make a change, check us out.
We want you to be geeks, too.
See you next week.
At Tab.
Yeah, see you next week.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.